Hello, and welcome to the Carriers of Hope podcast. Are you tired of always striving for something and ending up at a dead end? Are you sick of searching in all the wrong places in hopes that you'll find your true identity? Do you want to find healing and walk in the freedom that it brings? Do you desire to have authentic relationships in your day-to-day life? Then this is the podcast for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sandy Cortez. This podcast will help you find truth, healing, and freedom, and will empower you to find your true identity. You will learn how to apply practical tools to teach you how to strive no longer, bring forth healing from your past wounds, and break away from your negative mindset. Let's begin this journey to help you start living the life you were intended to live. So grab your pen and paper, and let's start to rewrite your story. Hey guys, welcome to episode 29. How's everybody doing today? I wanted to come on here and just kind of give some nuggets regarding our next topic, which basically I am calling it, we are products of our past, but we don't have to be a prisoner to it. So I love that. And there's actually a quote by Rick Warren that states just exactly that. We are products of our past, but we don't have to be prisoners of it. And so today I want to just kind of talk a little bit about things from our past that sometimes can really dictate our future and can be very sabotaging for us in our growth, with relationships, with our work environment, all these different things. And I wanted to just kind of, you know, really be able to kind of talk about some of my own past and how that enabled me for a very long time and kept me stuck for many, many years. And I had to realize that I was being a prisoner to my past and that my past was dictating my future. And so the beautiful thing about past is the fact that it is your past and it is part of your story. No one can ever change what's happened to you, but the Lord can also bring healing towards those areas of your life so that you are no longer being a prisoner of that. And so I want to even propose a question right now, right off the bat. In what ways have you allowed your previous life experience to dictate your behavior in the present? So for me, it was very much, I was afraid of just stepping out. So I would not step out. I would not take risk. And honestly, guys, even to this day, I'm not much of a risk taker. I will step out and do it, but I'm like more of a researcher, making sure things are what I need to do in order to get that information or learn about those things. I am very much a student and I do like things in order and just creating systems for myself so that I could achieve whatever it is that I'm out to do. Even like finishing my grad program, I knew I had another school that I was contemplating. I had to look at what the risks were by me going on campus to school versus online. And I did a little bit of comparison to my bachelor's that was online. It was just as hard. I take that back. My grad program was extremely hard and life-changing for me. But in that, I was comparing, you know, what the difference was, like, you know, the benefits of staying online, because then that meant that I could be home more with my family and I can kind of work my schedule around that. Versus being on campus, that it's set days and set times that I had to work around my job or, you know, childcare or whatever that was. And so in that, I want to just find out with you, what ways have you allowed your previous life experience to dictate your behavior in the present? So with me, it was very much, I was scared to even go back to school because I thought I was dumb, because that's something I was told. And I really believed the lie. And so therefore, I was walking out my past into my present future and allowed lots of years to go by. I recall even having my son and doing a very condensed program through University of Phoenix and thought, this is kicking my butt. I don't know how much longer I can do this. And again, I started to just think to myself, you're not made for this. You're not smart enough. Just quit. And I did. And it wasn't until about 4 years now that I decided to obtain my bachelor's and also do my grad program as well. So it took about 4.5 years to do that. And I was not contemplating, you know, my bachelor's was extremely hard as well, especially the math part. I had to do all those kind of studies and I hated math. And as you've heard, if you've heard on my other podcast, I feel like math is of the devil. It is just out to like destroy people. I don't even know why. I help people with solving problems, but not those kind of math problems, if you know what I mean. So I really want you to start kind of thinking like what life experiences have dictated me that I'm actually walking out those things, believing those things, because what we believe is what we're walking out. And so we have to really hit on the belief system as well. And if you haven't heard my episodes on underlying beliefs, I'm sure there's a whole bunch, because I am the kind of counselor or therapist that I love CBT, which is cognitive behavior therapy. It means that everything is running through the cognitive to work into the behavior to then playing out as the outcome. And so to me, I love searching for, I am like a thought searcher for people and my clients and even myself, like, okay, that behavior didn't just come like that. What was I thinking that made me arrive to that? And so what are you thinking today that you feel like the life experiences have dictated that this is now in your present? What behaviors, what emotions, what thinking system is going on? And then what are you doing about it? Like, what steps have you taken or can you take to ensure that your past does not dictate your behavior moving forward? So even when I did the University of Phoenix and was going after a business management degree, it started to become very hard. I wasn't as structured as I am today in life with schedules and to-do lists, but I was trying to work full-time, go to school full-time, and then had a baby. My son was about 3 or 4 years old, and it was extremely hard to just juggle. It was like chaos for me. I had no structure whatsoever. And then my husband and I were not in a good place back then, so I didn't have help then. And so that was extremely hard for me. I just felt like I was on my own island trying to figure things out, and I was collapsing. But the biggest thing that was driving that as well is like, you know, you're just not smart enough. You know, you can't finish what you started. Those were the lies that were hidden behind and the behaviors that were playing out. So therefore, I decided to quit. I didn't go back to school, like I said, 4.5 years ago. And my son is now 27, so go figure. So that was, let's say, 22 and a half or 23 years ago. I'm sharing my age there. But basically, it was extremely hard. And I knew what was driving me today. Back then, I had no idea, but I can identify, yeah, it was the lie that I wasn't smart enough. And so I just want to remind you guys that even your past, the Lord can use for the future. And guys, when I say that, I mean that, I'm a product of that. I know what the sentencing that the enemy had for me was to just fail and basically not be alive today. But God was basically just indicating to me that I have done such a great work in you, and even with what has happened to you, you will use this as part of your story and for my glory. And that was harder to even think about, or even just kind of feel like this is true, because I thought, how is he going to use like all that bad that I endured growing up, the trauma, the lies that I believe, then the marital challenges that I had in my marriage, and you know, everything was just like oozing out of the pores. And again, there had to come a place in my life where I got tired of being me and had to get over myself and feeling like, have you ever felt like that? You're just over you. Like, I've had enough with me. And so basically it was just kind of along those lines where I was heading down that road of just like, okay, I need to do something because suicide seems to be an option, you know, or, you know, I'm not a good mom, or I'm not a good wife, or I'm not a good friend. Those were the lies that were playing. And the more and more you stuff yourself with negative talk, it's kind of like a balloon that you put water in. Eventually, there's only so much water you can put in that balloon until it just collapses and goes everywhere. And that's the state of life that I was in, and had to really seek help. I had to seek counseling, so much counseling, guys. Like, I'm an advocate for counseling. I was raised with the terms of, like, if people go to counseling, they're broken. And look at what I do for a living. And I don't agree with that at all. I feel like, you know, when we go through certain things in our lives and don't know how to get out of it, that's where a mentor or counselor or accountability person comes in and can intervene. And so I had to get all of that. I had mentors, I had counselors, I had accountability partners that were helping basically like dissect my entire life, almost like a puzzle box that the puzzle was in the wrong places, the pieces were in the wrong places, and Jesus had to take all that apart and then put it all back together so that you could see this beautiful masterpiece that he created that was me. And so I want to encourage you, because the Word of God says that you are a masterpiece. And maybe the pieces don't line up in your life. Maybe when you're looking at this particular piece in your life, you're thinking, what the heck? Like, how is this playing a purpose or ever will play a purpose? Maybe there's pieces of your life that you never have shared anything with anyone about that particular piece because you're ashamed or you have guilt from that, or you were making reckless decisions back then. But that's not who you are. And that's what this podcast, this episode is about today, is reminding you that you are not a product, you know. You are a product of your past, but you don't have to live like a prisoner. And it doesn't need to dictate you. And you may believe I am a product of my past because look at this, 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 and this is how I'm living my life right now. But you don't have to be a prisoner to it. You can know that, you know what, I made those choices in life. They weren't the best. I did a lot of stupid things, you know, and throughout my life. But I couldn't allow those things to dictate my future today because I was a prisoner in my own heart, in my own mind. I felt like I had shackles on me and would never be free of those things that happened to me. And I want to encourage you today that whoever is listening today, God knew that you needed to listen today. You know why? Because he wants to bring healing and he wants to bring restoration to you. He wants you to live a life of freedom and not allow your past to dictate you, but know that this is my story, and this is who I once were, and this is who I am today. And even looking at your past, knowing like these things happen, and maybe some of the things that were done to you were out of your control, or maybe you don't understand why did this happen, whether it's a failed marriage, whether there was abuse growing up, you know, with your family, whatever that is, whether there was addiction, alcoholism, whether you went through those things and were addicted to certain things, God wants you free. God wants to bring healing to you. And so I don't know who this is for, and I'm feeling very passionate about this right now, but I get mad at the devil sometimes when he's constantly whispering things to people that are lies and that keep them in a state of being stuck and they never move. And you know how many times I've seen some of my clients where I feel like it's my client that's present, but it's a like inner child that's talking to me that still needs healing. That inner child is protecting and doing everything it can so that they're not hurt again. And they haven't grown up in a certain area of their life because of the trauma that occurred at that age. And I want to be an advocate to fight for you. I want to be an advocate that will tell you this too shall pass. I want to be an advocate to know that, yeah, your past, yes, it was hard, but you don't have to be a prisoner to that. You don't have to live back there. Stop looking back. It's time to look forward. It's time to believe and ask the Lord, what is it that you want me to learn? And it may be, I just want you to go here so I can help bring healing. And eventually when healing has come, guys, you'll be able to talk about your story. And you know what? The things that you've endured in your life, I'm sad to tell you this, but it's not just for you. There are many others like you. There are many Sandys out there that God knew, like, this happened to her. But this freedom is going to come to Sandy so she can set all the other Sandys free that have been a prisoner to their past. And so this was nice and sweet and short. I hope that you really have enjoyed this. Please make sure that you subscribe and leave me a review. I would love to see and hear like what this did, particular topic did for you. And if you're not even quite sure, how do I begin to deal with my past? Well, it's time to tell someone is number one. So a practical application you can do is tell someone, someone that you trust. Don't throw your pearls to the pigs, but ask the Lord, who can I go to? Or think to yourself, like, who is one of my friends that I can trust, that I can share this and it'll stay here with me? That's number one. Number two, I don't know if you believe in the power of prayer, and you may think maybe there's a higher God out there, or whatever it is that you go to that brings that sense of relief, whatever background, religious background you are, maybe there's not, or meditations that you do. But it's time to really ask, like, just even pray that, God, help me to heal my heart. Bring healing to me. I don't even know what that's like, because God is waiting. He wants to heal you so bad. He's just waiting for the okay, because he's such a gentleman. He doesn't intrude in our lives. He doesn't Bible beat us. He doesn't bring condemnation or judgmental. He meets us right where we're at. This isn't about behavior modification, but real life transformation for you. And so I just want to encourage you in that to, number one, find someone. Number two, pray. If you've never even prayed before, I want to challenge you to do that. I'm telling you, it works. Because I would not be the person I am today if there were not people interceding and praying and warring for my freedom and healing. And I am a totally different person today, from a background of abuse, from challenges that I almost got divorced, to challenges with parenting. I can't tell you how many shortcomings I've had throughout my life that kept me stuck, that enabled me, and I just felt like things will never get better. And here I am today on an episode, having a podcast, talking to you and sharing the good news of what God has done in my life and can do in yours. So can I pray with you real quick before we end? God, I don't know who's listening today, but you do. And I know that you brought them here for a time like this. I know that they are feel like they're products of their past and operating on whatever that looks like in a negative scope. But God, you are saying you are a product of your past, but you don't have to be a prisoner. Those things don't need to hold you captive anymore. God, you want people to live a life of freedom, of truth, of confidence, of worthiness. God, will you show your face to whoever's listening today? And allow them to feel your presence right now like never before. That God, that you would let them know that their life experiences do not dictate them. That's not where their identity lies. But God, that you're going to take care of them because you want them to move forward. And God, that there's a greater mission for them on this world, that there's others that are waiting for them to come out of that prison cell and be able to talk about what's happened. And to give you glory in the midst of it. So God, we present these things to you today. In your precious name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, until next time. Thank you for listening to the Carriers of Hope podcast. If you found value in today's episode, will you head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the channel? And go ahead and leave me a review. Be sure to share it with your friends and family. And together, we can help breathe hope one life at a time. If you're interested in doing a coaching session, let's connect at carriersofhope.com. And be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Carriers of Hope.